let us continue with our hakdama, our overview of kodshim. Yesterday, we discussed the various categories of individuals who are excluded from bringing a karbon. We spoke about the case of a cheresh shel tevel katan, they don't have das. We spoke about a mumar. We discussed the extent to which we can accept a karbon or not accept a karbon from a nochri. We spoke about an ovel. And now we're ready to get into some of the nitty-gritty details about how to bring the karbon, the entire process. So the first stage in the process of bringing a karbon is called bikur, which means that we investigate the animal and make sure that it doesn't have a mum. And the word bikur comes from the language bikoris, because it's kind of like a critique, so to speak. And this is a process that's done by an expert. He's called a memuna, and he actually gets paid for his work from the community chest called the Trumas HaLishka. Now, in the case of a karbon tamid, which was a daily, twice a day karbon, there was a bikur of 4 days before shechita. Only on day 5 would there be a hakrava, which begins with shechita. Now after we've done the bikur and we're ready to bring the karbon, we bring the karbon into the azara. Now, generally speaking, we don't want to be magdish the karbon too early, because it might get a mum or somebody might be moel behegdesh. So what we do is we wait until we get to the Pesach Azara. As soon as we get to the Pesach Azara, that's when we declare Harezu Ola, or whatever carbon it might be. And at that moment, when he makes that declaration, that Akdosha, he engenders into the animal itself what's called Kedusha Saguf, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Now, in a carbon of a Yachid, let's say, for example, a carbon Chova, which is not a Nedava, and he needs a kapara. Let's say, for example, he violated an Iser Karis B'Shogeg. He says, Harezu Lechatos. Or, in a case where he's a Safek, he doesn't know. He says, Harezu Li Asham. And if it's another karbon, and let's assume it's a karbon She'eno Ba B'Nedava, then he's going to say Arezu L'chatos, Arezu L'osham. And he has to say, in a case of a karbon chova, that it's my obligation. He has to say Arezu L'chatosi, Arezu L'ashmi. It's not enough that he says Arezu Chatos or Arezu L'osham. That's not sufficient. He has to add the possessive. Now, he brings the carbon to the Azara, and he chooses any one of the Kohanim from the base Av, whichever Kohanim are on duty that day. And if he doesn't choose one particular Kohen, then we have a principle of Kol HaKodem Zoch, whichever Kohen comes along, and he, since he's part of the base Av, he could be Zocher. And the question is, what if the Kohen himself is bringing a karbon? And the Gemara says that he's allowed to choose himself as the Kohen to do the avodah. This whole business about which Kohen will do the avodah is quite a big sugya in kodshim. And there's what's called pious and so forth. Now, in the case of a karbon tzibur, the monies to buy the karbon tzibur come from the Trumas HaLishka. They come from the public hegdesh, community chest. And the members of the community would chip in a machtzis ha-shekel into the Trumas HaLishka for the Karbanos Tzibur. There is a category of exceptions to the rule that's called Parahelim Dovashel Tzibur, Sirei Avodah Zarah, and there's a special magbit, a special collection for those Karbanos. But in general, Karbanos Tzibur are part of the Patpori, this general collection, which is called the Trumas HaLishka, coming from the Matzah Shekel. Who would be Makriv? Which coin would be Makriv, the Karban Tzibur? It would be one of the base Av of that day. The Kohanim would divide up into 24 Mishmaros, 24 groups. Every week, another Mishmar got its chance, its opportunity to be the base Av for that week. And then they would divide that into two parts of the year, 24 weeks of a rotation on one half of the year, another 24 weeks of a rotation for the other half, and every Mishmar was divided up into different, what we call, Bate Av. So that during the course of that week, every base Av, which was made up of either seven or eight Kohanim, different Shitas, every base Av would get one opportunity for each day of the week. The next process after Hakdasha is what's called Smicha, which means that the Bala Karban has to lean his body on the head of the Karban with two hands on the head of the Karban. And this applies basically to all Karbanos of Behema, not to the case of a bird, but all the animals. We mentioned the three categories of animals. And this applies to a Karban Yachid. So the Yachid brings his Karban of a Behema and he does Smicha. Following Smicha, he's going to recite Vidui. But before we get to Vidui, let's point out that there are two categories of a Karban Yachid that don't require Smicha. They are exceptions to the general rule that the Torah commands the Bailim as a Yachid who's bringing his Karban to fulfill his obligation to do Smicha. And they are Bechar and Maser. Because in those cases, the Karban is not primarily for the sake of Kapara, and therefore Smicha as a prerequisite and a preliminary of Vidui is not appropriate in those cases of Bechar and Maser. Let's add another category, since we're learning Masechta Pesachim, and that is the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a Karban that's brought for the purpose of Achilas HaBosar. It's not a Karban HaMachaper in the strict sense. Every Kapara has an element of Kapara, every Karban has an element of Kapara, but it's not essentially for the purpose of Kapara, and therefore there's no Smicha on the Karban Pesach. Now, the Smicha is the last process, the last action that takes place before the Hakrova. The first action of Hakrova is Shechita. So right before Shechita, there is Smicha. Meniach habaylim eshtei yadav, zu letzad zu, al rosh hakarbon, the osur shiyes chatzitza beino levena karbon. No separation between the hands and the animal itself. We're getting really close to our animals here. And somech b'chol kocho. He's got to put all his weight onto the smicha. And smicha is done in the azorah, exactly where the animal is going to be shechted. And the shechita should take place immediately following the smicha. That's called tekef l'smicha shechita, because the smicha is meant, as we said before, as an introduction to the akravas hakarbon. And in the case of a Karban Tzibur, there are only two cases of Smicha. And that's the Parhelim Dover Shel Tzibur and the Sar Mishtalech of Yom HaKippur. Okay. Now, there's a Machlokes Tanoim about the status of a woman who brings a Karban with regard to Smicha. One Tana says, Ein ha'isha someches al karbona, and the other Tana says, Rishus biyada. She has the option, it's voluntary on her part, and that's a sugyan chulin adaf pehe. Now, there are a number of categories of people that we said were excluded from karbonos, and they're likewise excluded from smicha. You have cheveshot v'katan, and you have a Nachri when he brings his Karban Ola, there's no Smicha. A Tomei obviously is not allowed to be Someich because he cannot come into contact with the animal. And the Rambam says that a Suma, a blind person, does not do Smicha. But in all these cases, the Karban stands on its own, even without Smicha. Now we're up to Vidui. Vidui applies to Ola, Asham, Chatos, all of which are coming for the sake and the purpose of Kapara. Kapara for Chet. In the case of Ola, we said the Kapara is for the non-fulfillment of a mitzvah saseh. At what moment does a person who brings a karma recite vidui? And what is the nusach of the vidui? The vidui should take place while he's doing smicha. So smicha and vidui are both simultaneous. Again, emphasizing the point that smicha is an introduction to vidui. And the nusach of vidui is chatasi avisi pashati viasisi kach v'kach v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha v'zu kaparasi. So there are three elements here included in the vidui. Number one, chatasi, I sinned. That's the ikar vidui. Number two, pirat achet, asisi kach v'kach. He has to enunciate exactly what his sin was. And number three, this is my kapara. The exception to this rule is karban shlomim. Karban shlomim is not, in its very essence, a karban hamachapar al achet. And really, the purpose of a karban shlomim is a shevach takodesh baruch hu, to get closer to God. And therefore, when a person brings a karban shlomim, then he should sing praises of God. In the case of Karban Todah, there's a specific chapter in Tehillim, Mizmor Lesoda, which we recite every morning, has to be recited at the time that he brings the Karban Todah. Now, where is the Baile? The halacha is, this is a mishnah at the end of Masechta Tainis, Hech Yakriv Adam Karbono V'hu Eino Omed Al Gabav. He must be standing there in the Azara at the time of the Akrovas HaKarban. Now, what about a Karban Tzibur? In the case of a Karban Tzibur, it's impossible to expect that all the Bailim, meaning the entire Tzibur, will come into the Azara. So the Nevi'im made a Takana, and that is what's called the Anshe Mishmar. That means that Klal Yisrael will choose a group of people who are Ksherim, the Yirei Chet. They're divided up into 24 mishmaros. Each mishmar gets 1 week times two. These are the shluchei Klal Yisrael, and that's the Gemara at the end of Tainis called the Ma'amados, the Anshei Maimod. And this is the way in which the Tzibur is represented at the time of the Akrovas HaKarban. Now we said that the moment that he was magdish the karban now has what's called kedusha saguf. Kedusha saguf subdivides into two categories. One is called kachim kalim, and the other is called kachim kach. What's the difference between the two? First of all, kachim kalim does not require what's called safon in the Azara. You don't have to slaughter the animal in the northern part of the Azara. Anywhere in the Azara is fine. The Azara is between what's called Shar Nikanor and the opening of the Ulam. The Ulam is already the beginning of the, or shall we say, the boundary between the Azara and the Heichal, the more sanctified area. Okay. There are long discussions here about a case where he shechted the animal in the Azor behind the Kodesh Kadoshim, or he shechted it on the Tzdadei Ulam, and so forth. So a lot of different details that I think we can leave out. Now, believe it or not, although we emphasize time and time again that the first of the avodos is shechita, it's not actually clear that the shechita has to take place in the Azorah. There's one shita in the Tanoim that here in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Lamed Beis, that the shochet does not have to be in the Azorah. He can stand outside the Azorah and he can hold on to a very long knife that enters into the Azorah, and the animal is in the Azorah, and he'll do the actual cutting in the Azorah while he is standing outside the Azorah. In fact, the Rambam paskins like that opinion. And the Rambam explains this by using the following phrase, which has to be understood. Shechita lav avodahi. Any avoda has to be performed while the person who's performing the avoda is, his feet is on the ground of the Azor. The exception is shechita. And we paskin like that, mind the Omer, that the Kohen could be outside the Azorah, standing outside the Azorah, shechting the karbon inside the Azorah with a long knife. And the reason for that is because shechita lav avoda, which is a very difficult concept that has to be understood, because we know that shechita is the first of four avodos, and all the discussions that we had so far about machsheves shelo lishma and pigul and so forth, they all apply to shechita as well. But nevertheless, it's not an avoda to require that the kohen has to stand in the Azorah at the moment of the shechita. In fact, when I say kohen, it doesn't even have to be a kohen. It could be a Yisrael, because shechita kshera bizar, and that's another indication that shechita is not an avoda. Now, all this, in terms of any area of the Azorah, just 1 second, because shechita is kshera bizar, he, in the case of kodshei kodshim, could stand anywhere in the Azorah, and the animal is located in the Tzafon, because as we said, as opposed to Kodshim Kalim, Kodshim Kodshim require Tzafon, and when we say Kodshim Kodshim requires Tzafon, it means the animal has to be shechted in the Tzafon, but the person who's shechting, the Shochet, he could be anywhere in the Azorah. Now, in order to understand exactly where Tzafon is for the purpose of Shechitas Kodshei Kodshim, we're going to need diagrams of the Makom HaMikdash. I'm going to leave this for another occasion. We won't talk about it now, but what we will emphasize is that we need that the animal be cleansed. We have to wash out all tzoa from the animal, afruris, different kinds of mud that's on the animal. And the reason for this is twofold. Number one, since we're talking about shechita b'azara, we have a certain kavod for the azara, it's a gnai, to bring in a filthy animal into the Azorah. And number two, we want to make sure that nothing gets mixed up with the dam. If there's, you know, dirt, surface level dirt, afruris, or perhaps other kinds of tzoa that might be on the animal, and it could be that that would fall into the mizrak when he's makabel the dam, and that would create problems of Zrika, because Zrika has to be done straight from Dam, and the Dam might be Botel and lose its status if it's mixed up with these kinds of things. Now, there's a connection between Shechita and Akedas Yitzchak of last week's Parsha, because the halacha is that we want a Zchus of Akedas Yitzchak for every karbon, so therefore Okdin Es HaBehema. Now exactly what this Akeda is a machlokes Rishonim. What exactly do we tie? You know, which parts of the animal we have to tie, and so forth and so on. And that, Belineta, we can talk about next time. So that's what we wanted to cover for today in Akdoma. Now we're up to Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis here in Masechet Pesachim. So the Gemara says on the top, Ilo Chayshinon Ni Avdei B'Sheishu Mechza. The Gemara now raises the following objection to Rava. Rava, we will recall, was of the opinion that according to Rabbi Akiva, we shecht the tamid on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos at Sheva U'mechza, at 7.5. And according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't have to delay the Pesach, as Rabbi Shmuel insisted, because of a fear that the animal, the basar, the behemah, might be miskalkel, it might get ruined, and that's called Michmar Bisra. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Michmar Bisra on his radar screen. Maybe, as we discussed yesterday, he holds that there was a Ness that's recorded in the Mishnah and Avos, that in the Migdash, the Basar never spoiled. And he holds Yesh L'smoch al Ness. But in any event, we're not afraid of Michmar Bisra. So the Gemara now asks a very basic question. If we're not afraid of Michmar Bisra, then why not be makdim the carbon, make the carbon Pesach earlier, and instead of waiting till Sheva Umechza, is Ni'avde B'Sheish Umechza. Let's expand the time period for the Akrovas HaKarbon of Pesachim. There's a massive volume of Pesachim, and we have too much work for today. Let's try to bring the carbon Pesach at the earliest time, which means that the Karban Pesach coming after the Tamid, let's be makar of the Karban Tamid at the earliest possible time, which is Sheish V'Mechza. And we're not worried about Michmar Bisra, we're worried about the massive volumes of Pesachim, so we might as well start at the earliest time. Why not kick it off at Sheish V'Mechza? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara is going to answer that Rabbi Akiva can't start a change from Mechza because he holds that Musafim called Milibazichin, that the Avodah, the Bazichin, has to take place after the Avodah, the Musafim. So we're already into the sixth hour. And we need a whole hour for the Avodah HaBazichin, which means that we have to be Makriv, the Levona of the Shtei Alechem on the Mizbeach. And therefore, we cannot start this process before Sheva Umechtz, so that the Musaf will be brought at Shal Chamishis, the Bazichin, at Shal Shishis. We've completed the entire Shal Shishis. We're up to Shal Shviyas. We're going to add a half hour to the Shal Shviyas and Sheva Umechtz. So let's go back for a moment to the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says that in the case where Yudalid B'Nisan overlaps with Shabbos, and Rabbi Akiva, according to Rava's version, says that the Karban Tamid should be brought at Sheva U'mechza, the Gemara asks, why not at Sheish V'mechza? So the Tzlach quotes a sefer called V'Chemdas Tzvi. I mentioned it at the end of yesterday's shiur. And the question is, why is the Gemara upset about Sheva Umechtza? I have another reason why Sheva Umechtza is appropriate. And that is that what happens, and we go back to our Mishnah, in the case of Erev Pesach Shechalios B'chol. Rabbi Akiva is addressing the case of Erev Pesach on Shabbos. But it makes sense that we should square off Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos with Erev Pesach Shechalios B'chol. If we go back to the Mishnah says that Erev Pesach Shechalios B'chol is Makrivim B'Sheva U'Mechza. why not take the 14th of Nisan as a package deal and equate every case, every permutation of Erev Pesach? And just like Erev Pesach that falls on Chol, we would bring the Karban Tomid at Shevo Mechtzah. So we're going to do that even when Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos. And that undermines the Gemara's kasha, because the Gemara has one case where we bring the Tomid at Sheshva Mechtzah, which is one fluky case of Erev Pesach on a Friday. But if we look at all the Shabbosos, and we talk about Erev Pesach as a separate entity as far as Erev Pesach is concerned, we talk about Shabbos, when the 14th of Nisan was on a Shabbos, talk about the 14th of Nisan on any other day of the week. And we're going to equate that, and that makes sense, therefore, that Rabbi Akiva is justified by saying that the Tamid on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, should be brought at Sheva Mechtzah. So he says the following, that we have a principle called Lo Bidu Pesach, which means that Pesach cannot fall out neither on a Monday, nor on a Wednesday, nor on a Friday. Now what that means is that Erev Pesach could only be on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Shabbos. Now, if Erev Pesach is on a Friday, then we said that we're makdim to Sheish V'Chetzi. And that's because of the Tzliyas HaBosar, if you remember. If, on the other hand, Pesach falls on a Shabbos, that's exactly what we're talking about now. So now you want to say, well, let's equate Shabbos with Chol. What are we left with on Chol? We're only left with two possibilities. And that is Sheni Urevi. Those are the only other, by possible elimination, the only other 2 days of the week of Chol that could coincide with Yudalit B'Nisan. So we're not going to make a gzeirah, says the Chemdes Tzvi, from one Shabbos to the other Shabbosos, based on the possibility of, I'm sorry, what I meant to say is we're not going to make institute a gzeirah from Shabbos to all the other Yudalits, which are in Chol, because Yudalit on Chol can only be a Monday or a Wednesday, as far as our discussion is concerned. We're not going to institute Xerah for two possible dates. When we institute Xerah, it's because of a Rov. Here we don't have a Rov. But the Tzlach, the Noda B'Yehuda, says that he doesn't think that the Kasha of the Chemdes Tzvi gets off the ground. Why? He says, the Gemara here is going according to Rova. And according to Rava, Rabbi Akiva is making a statement about the time of the Krovas HaTomid for all Shabbosos of the entire year. Now, on Shabbos, the Mishnah establishes that the Tomid is Shechted at Sheva V'Chetzi. So that what Rabbi Akiva is trying to accomplish here is to combine all the Shabbosos together and set a standard uniform time for the Shechitas HaTomid for all Shabbosos. And every Shabbos, the Karban is brought, the Tomid, I mean, at Sheva V'Chetzi. Right? Because we don't have Nedarim V'Nedavis and so forth and so on. So if that be the case, when Shabbos coincides with Yudalit B'Nisan, we're going to equate that case with all the other Shabbosos when the Karban Tomid is brought at Sheva V'Chetzi. So what are you telling me? That we should make a gzera to Chol? Why should we make a gzera to Chol when we have a general universal halacha on Shabbos? Now the Tzlach asks another kasha. While it's true, says the Tzlach, that Rabbi Akiva is not worried about Michmar Bisra, that the Bavasar might spoil, which is the reasoning of Rabbi Yishmael to push off the Tamid to the latest possible time at Shmona V'Chetzi. But nevertheless, it could be that Rabbi Akiva agrees that there is some element of Michmar Bisra. And to go all the way back to Shesh Vachetzi, now you're really expanding the period of time until we finally do the Tzlias HaBosar, and you're increasing the statistical probability of Michmar Bisra. How does Gemara know that, as a general rule, Rabbi Akiva completely disqualifies Michmar Bisra as a variable, as a factor to be considered? Maybe he thinks that you don't have to go as far as to delay the Korban Pesach for 2 hours, but at least delay it for 1 hour. But if you start at Shesh Vachetzi, then even Rabbi Akiva has to get nervous about Michmar Bisra. He says, "Halo yitochen shakdoma shtei shos, moda Rabbi Akiva shechoshin lechimur abosar." So that's a kasha of the tzlach. So we want to think about this kasha, and maybe next week we can come up with some theory about how to answer this kasha. By the way, just as a technical point here, every Shabbos of the year, forget about Yudalit B'Nisan, the Korban Tomid is shechted at Sheva V'Chetzi. That we have to make that point. Okay. Maskifla Rava Bar Ula. Now, Rava Bar Ula is raising an objection to Rava. And he says the following. Let's go back to the Braisa and read the language of the Braisa very carefully. And the Braisa says, again, let's look at the Lashon of Braisa. The Braisa says, Kisiduro Bechol kach sidur b'Shabbos divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva omer kisiduro b'erev Pesach. Kisiduro b'erev Pesach. According to you, Rava, the language should be kisiduro bechol, like that we have, kach siduro B'Shabbos Be'er of Pesach. The word Shabbos doesn't even appear in this Braisa. It just says, Kisiduro Be'er of Pesach. Kach Siduro B'Shabbos? Does it say anywhere in the Braisa, Kach Siduro B'Shabbos? It would have made sense, according to you, Rava, that it could have said, Kisiduro B'chol, right? Let's say, for example, according to Rabbi Shmuel, right? Sidur b'chol means at shmona v'chetzi. Kach sidur b'Shabbos, be'er of Pesach, also b'shmona v'chetzi. That's not what it says. It says kach sidur b'Shabbos. Stomach tani. The Braisa did not add that qualification of erev Pesach. It just says Shabbos stam. And that leads Rabba to the conclusion that the machlokas here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is about Shabbos Stam, about the entire year, every Shabbos, you know, for the entire year. We're not arguing here about the 14th of Nisan that overlaps with Shabbos. That's not indicated at all. We're talking about Kisidur b'chol, kach sidur b'Shabbos. Do you hear the way Rabba's reading the Braisa? I mean, he's really reading it straightforward. Kisidur b'chol, kach sidur b'Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel. So we're talking about when we should shech the Korban Tamid on Shabbos, and Rabbi Shmuel says, well, when do you shech the korban when it's not Shabbos? 6 out of 7 days of the week. You shech it at Shmona V'Chetzi. then on Shabbos also we should shecht it at Shmoneh V'chitz. Elomar Rabba Bar Ula Hachiktani Ki Siduro B'chol B'alma, any calendar day on a weekday, which is Shmoneh V'chitzi, is Kach Sidur B'Shabbos D'alma. We're talking about any Shabbos, not the Shabbos of Erev Pesach. Now you might ask me, well, I understand that during the Chol, we have to push off the Tamid because we have a massive volume of Nedarim and Nedavis. Hence, Shmoneh V'chitzi. But on Shabbos, why does Rabbi Shmuel insist that we postpone the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim to Shmoneh V'chitzi when there's no issue of Nedarim and Nedavis? And the Gemara is going to introduce a concept here called Gazrinon, which means that we have to guarantee that on a weekday, the Karban Tamid will be brought no earlier than Shmoneh V'chitzi, because we have to facilitate the bringing of Nedarim and Nedavis. If we're going to shecht on Shabbos, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, at an earlier hour, people are going to get confused. And at the end of the day, you know who's going to lose out from that? It's the Nedarim and Nedavis. So that's Rabbi Yishmael according to Rabba. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidur be'erev ha-Pesach di'alma, kach sidro b'Shabbos di'alma. Which means that Shabbos is a separate entity from Chol, in terms of Zman HaKrovas HaTomid. You, Rabbi Akiva, have lumped together Shabbos with Chol, and therefore deriving the conclusion that just like on Chol, the Shechita is done at Shmoneh V'chitzi, so too on Shabbos, the Shechita is going to be done at Shmoneh V'chitzi. He says, Rabbi Akiva, I'm not going to compare Shabbos to Chol and come up with Shmoneh V'chitzi. I'm going to look at Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah has already told us that Erev Pesach, B'Alma, meaning on any day of the week, is you bring the Karban Tamid at Sheva V'chetzi. Which means that we have to be Makdim. We have to be Makdim the Karban to Shema V'chitzi, because of the massive volume of Karbanos Psachim, is Kisiduro B'Erev Pesach B'Alma, which means that we have to be Makdim to facilitate the massive volume of Karbanos of Psachim, to Shema V'chitzi, is Kach Siduro B'Shabbos B'Alma. So too on Shabbos, we could be Makdim the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Again, there are two different reasons in these two different cases why we mocked in the Karman. In the case of Erev Pesach, we're going to be mocked in the Karman, I'm talking about the Tamid, in order to allow for a massive amount of Karbanos Pesachim. In the case of Shabbos, we're going to be mocked in the Karman simply because there's no Nedarim and Nedavis. But again, when you say that on Shabbos you're going to be makdim the Karban, then you're already getting into a problem because people are going to think, well, if the Karban on Shabbos is brought at Sheva V'chitzi, why can't we bring the Karban on Chol in Sheva V'chitzi? So what happened to that gzera? So the Gemara says, Masnisa the Ketani, Bein B'chol Bein V'Shabbos Divya Kolhu. In other words, our Mishnah says that if the Pesach was shechted, I'm sorry, if the Karban Tamid was shechted on Erev Pesach at Sheva U'Mechza, then It doesn't matter whether the Erev Pesach was a Shabbos or a weekday. Is Divrei HaKoli, everybody agrees that on Erev Pesach we shech the Karban Tamid at Shev Vachitz. But my Kamiflagi, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? B'gzeiras Nedarim Nedavos Kamiflagi. Rabbi Shmuel Sover Gazrinon Shabbos Otu Chol, Rabbi Akiva Sover Lo Gazrinon. So just to summarize, what the Gemara is saying here is that Rabbi Shmuel wants to equate Shabbosos with Chol. And the reason on Chol we delay and postpone the Karban Tamid for 2 hours till Shmar V'chetz is because of the Nedarim V'Nedavos. And on Shabbos, we're going to make a Gzera. We're going to say that even though there are no Nedarim V'Nedavos on Shabbos, but nevertheless we're going to equate it with Chol, because otherwise people are going to get confused. And likewise, it'll be Shmona V'chetz. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, he has an Eshev V'chetzi. He's not worried about this Gezerah. And Sovar Lo Gazrinon. We don't accept this Gezerah of Shabbos Otu Chol. And if that be the case, then, according to Rabbi Akiva, without this Gezerah, and separating Shabbos from Chol, then on Shabbos we should shech the Karban at Shev V'chetz. Why? Because again, we want to make it earlier. We don't have the pressure of Nedarim V'Nedavos, but we want to make it early because of the pressure of Psachim. So we're going to bring the Tamid as early as Shev V'chetz. So the Gemara immediately asks, E lo gazrinon is ni'avdi v'sheshu mechza. If you're not worried that people might confuse Erev Pesach with, Shabbos with Chol, so then on Shabbos, when there's no Nedarim Nedavos, why not bring the Karban Tamid at Sheish V'chetzi? Let's go back to its original, earliest possible time. And the more answers, Kasav Rabbi Kivu's of the opinion that Musafim Kodul Zichin is therefore Musafim B'Sheish, but Zichin B'Sheva, V'Ovid Leili Tamid B'Sheva U'Mechza. So basically, what we're saying here in Rabbi Akiva is that there are three variables that we can talk about. We could talk about Nedarim V'Nedavos, we could talk about the massive amount of Karbanos Pesach, and then we could talk about the relationship between Musaf and Bazichin. Now, as far as worrying about a confusion between Shabbos and Chol, which would lead us to the conclusion of Rabbi Shmuel, then on Shabbos the Tomit should be brought at Shmonav Mechza, that Rabbi Akiva is not concerned about, that's his position, Lo Gazrino. Fine. Now, at what point, at what time should we bring the Karban Tamid on Shabbos? Well, you might say that since there are no Nedarim V'Nedavos pressure, you should bring it at the earliest possible time. But the answer is that's an impossibility, because Rabbi Akiva holds that Musafim Kodmin L'Bazich. So again, certainly, in an ideal world, meaning if we didn't have to consider the problem of Shabbos of Bazichin, then we would want to start this process as early as we could to facilitate the massive amount of Karbanos Pesachim that we need. But that's only on a case of Erev Pesach. What about a case of Shabbos? And the case for Shabbos would be that since there's no Nedarim V'Nedavos pressure, why not simply bring the tamid at the earliest possible time. It's not similar to chol, which has nedarim and nedavos. And the Gemara concludes that it's only a problem of bazichin. If not for the problem of bazichin, Rabbi Kiva happens to hold that bazichin is going to be brought at the beginning of the seventh hour, thus delaying the shechita of the tamid. We would have really preferred to shecht the tamid at its earliest possible time. Again, herein lies the difference between Shabbos and Chol. In Chol, the earliest possible time is Shmona V'chetzi because of the Nedarim and Nedavos. In Shabbos, we can go all the way back to the beginning of Sheish U'Mechtza. That's what I think this Gemara is all about. Ilo gazrina ni avdi b'sheish u'mechtza. Oh. So the Gemara says, this is a sugya back in the first parak called Zriza makdimi l'mitzvus. So the underlying objection here that the Gemara raises, according to Rava in Rabbi Akiva, is why not, if you're not bound by the shackles of Chol, because lo gazrinon, nor are you pressured by Nedarim Nedavos, then on Shabbos we should start at the earliest possible time, Zvizim Makdim L'mitzvos, and Shecht HaKarban Tamid at Sheish U'Mechtz. The Gemara says, you're right, it's just that we have a problem here, a technical problem, the blockage is bazichin. Now, what I'd like to, in a sense, rewind is the kasha, the objection of Rabba to Rava. Rabba Bar Ula asks a kasha on Rava. What was the kasha? That nowhere does it say in the Mishnah or hint that we're talking about Shabbos of Erev Pesach. Had the Mishnah been interested, as Rava has it, in Shabbos of Erev Pesach, then it should have said, Kisidur b'chol, kach sidur b'Shabbos b'Erev Pesach. In the absence of those words, Erev Pesach, we should assume that we're talking stoma and we're talking about a regular Shabbos. So, Rabosa, I want to spend a few minutes. I know we're pressed for time, but just to wrap up this sugya for today, why does Rava disagree with this objection of Rava? Rava says that there's no mention whatsoever of Shabbos in the Braisa. I'm sorry. What I meant to say is there's no mention of Erev Pesach in the Braisa. So why do you, Rava, interpret this machlokas as referring to Erev Pesach? It says the word Shabbos, and Shabbos Stam means any Shabbos the whole year round. So I have a quote here from both Tosfos and then Tosfos HaRashba, to try to explain Rava and defend Rava against the objection of Rabba Bar Ula. He writes, Rava sover shedivrei abraisa musavim al mishnah senu. This braisa is not a braisa that's glatten the velterite. You know, we have a braisa that records machlok shin Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about the zman of Korban Pesach, of the tamid. No. This braisa is an addendum, it's a hemshech of our Mishnah. Now in our Mishnah it says that the time for Shechitas HaTomid on Erev Pesach is Sheva U'Mechtza, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. Now we have the Braisa, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, that the Shabbos of our Mishnah is the hakrov is going to be et shmona umechza. V'alze nemru divrei Rabbi Shmuel bebraisa. So again, we're going back to Rava, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that on that Shabbos, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, and it says that it's the hakrov is sheva v'chetzi, on that Rabbi Shmuel says, is makriv b'shmona umechza. So if we postulate that the Braisa is an addendum to the Mishnah clearly is addressing the case of Erev Pesach and Shabbos of Erev Pesach. And this man of the Tomid shall ben arbaim on Shabbos Erev Pesach is Sheva Umechza. So on that, Rabbi Shmuel stands up and yells about Gzera. We have to worry about Chol. Therefore, on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shavis, says Rabbi Shmuel, let's go back to Chol. And on Chol, we would be Makriv the Tomid at Shmona V'Chetzi, for the purpose of Nedarim Nedavos. Now, if you're going to play around with that number, you can tell me, well, on Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, we're going to be Makriv the Karbon at a different hour, at Sheva V'Chetzi, then that's going to lead to confusion. So that would be Rava's response to Rabba. Rabba says, the Braisa and its language only bears out that they're talking about Shabbos B'Alma, not about Erev Pesach Shalios B'Shabbos. Well, the answer is that if this Braisa is an extension, an embellishment of our Mishnah, then just like our Mishnah establishes that Erev Pesach Shalios B'Shabbos is we're going to bring the carbon at Sheva V'Mechza, on that, Rabbi Shmuel makes the comment that no, it's kesiduro shel chol bi'alma, which means that we should be makriv of the karbon at shmona v'mechza. Just 1 second. I just want to make sure we have the calculation correct. Shanina v'braisa that zman shchitas atomid bi arve psachim is b'sheva umechza. Al ze nemru Rabbi Shmuel Shebishabis Amura b'mishna senu makrivim b'shmono mechza. Now, if I understand this correctly, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rava, is disagreeing with our Mishnah, right? Because Rabbi Shmuel, going to Rava, on Shabbos of Erev Pesach, has the Shechita of the Tamid at Shmona V'Chetzi. Whereas our Mishnah says Sheva V'Chetzi. Now let me just see if I'm right about that. Yeah, I think that might be correct. I'll tell you why I think so. Because the Gemara, after it quotes Rabba, it says, Masnisen dektoni bein b'chol bein b'shabbos divrei akolhi. And that might imply that according to Rava, it's not divrei akol. But I don't know, somebody should say this more explicitly. Just one second. I mean, it seems correct what I'm saying. Oh, there it is. Baruch Hashem. Ela Amar Rava, back on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Kisidura b'chol di alma kach sidura b'shabes be'er of Pesach, the Rabbi Shmuel, etc., etc. And it says, Masnisan the ketoni bein b'chol bein b'shabes, Rabbi Akiva hi. So our Brisa is an addendum, says Rava, to the Mishnah. And Rabbi Shmuel is being quoted in the Brisa as disagreeing with the Mishnah. And if Shabbos is on Erev Pesach, then the time for the Shechita will be at Shmona Vachetzi, even though the Mishnah says, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. That Mishnah reflects the Shechita of Rabbi Akiva. And this could be the answer to the objection of Rabba Bar Ula. Then he quotes the Tosfos or Rashba, and we have to rush, and he says the following. Bir od bidas rova, shekavonis Rabbi Shmuel, b'mesha omar kach siduro b'shabes, eno rak legabe erev Shabbos shechal, erev Pesach shechal b'shabes, ele kavonoso al kol shabosos hashona. So that in effect, when Rabbi Shmuel used the word kach sidura b'shabes, he is referring to Shabbos b'alma, he's also referring to Shabbos of Erev Pesach. But now if that's the case, then we don't understand the kash of Rabbi Bar Ula. So he says, kavadosu lahakshos, minayin lanu shachen Rabbi Shmuel dibar al erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos, shemalo dibra el al kol Shabbos hashana. In other words, what Rava wants to suggest here is, in his kasha against Rava, is how do you know that Rabbi Shmuel is talking about every Shabbos, including the Shabbos of the 14th of Nisan? Maybe he's talking about other Shabbosos, but not on the 14th of Nisan. Because in the case of the 14th of Nisan, perhaps Rabbi Shmuel would agree that we have to start the process of the Korban Pesach earlier in order to facilitate the massive amounts of Korban Pesach. Well, okay, we got in just under the wire. So, Bli Neder, on Yom Rishon, we will pick it up here on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, and we're up to Mesve. Now let's point out that when the Gemara says that according to Rabba Bar Ula, the Mishnah is L'divrei HaKol, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva don't have machlokas on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, because we're going to soon see in the prices that the Gemara is going to bring that they're going to have an explicit machlokas as far as the Zman Shechitas HaTomid Be'Erev Pesach Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. What the Gemara means when it says Divrei HaKol, it means L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, as they're brought down in the Brisa, and then we could say in our Mishnah, it's Divrei HaKol. And you'll see this in Tosfos Divrei HaMaschil, Divrei, on the top of Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. And he says, Ubein b'chol bein b'shabbos l'ketoni masnisen lo koi ha-resha, Ela erev Pesach. Vahad komar divrei akol li hainu klomar dematzina lemeimer divrei akol liplukta dehach brisa dekaiminin Allah. Aval ikas shtei brisos demaisi besamok de pligi beheja b'shabbes di erev Pesach. Okay then. So again, we're up to
Meisvei, which is about halfway down on Nunches Amud Beis. Wishing everyone a great